Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. Hello, dear friends. So here I am inside this beautiful Mia. It's called Minneapolis Institute of Art. And it's really, really a very beautiful art institute. And let's take a look. There are different floors of different period. So here I am in the American period. Let's see. Here it is. So outside, you can see the Minneapolis skyline. I think that building on top, a little bit different color, is Target Tower. Let's see, number 12 must be, IDS Center. Target is number 2. Oh, number 2 is Target. That is a Target building. Anyway, that is, and I just know that Minneapolis is the headquarter of Target. Okay, so there are different time period of the artwork. And this is modern American architects. And this is particularly what I love very, very much, particularly about this period of art. I feel it comes from Art Nouveau. You can see some of the Art Nouveau, the floral design, the softer shape and the softer curve. And there is this accuracy and the cleanness of Art Deco. And this is Art Nouveau, or the European, like Musha, like Gustav Klimt. That period of art is very, very much arts and crafts. And a lot of these artwork are handmade, but this is Art Deco. And I remember my family, my husband, particularly bought a set of silverware for me. But with time, it gets a little bit rusted. So you can see this design. They are pretty. They are soft, but there is a hard edge. There is geometric shape. There is accuracy. And there is workmanship through machine. And because of industrial machinery development, so it starts to have the ability to produce very precise and very geometrically fitting, matching products. So I really love this particular style. It is It is pretty. It is clean, and not as clean as the post-modern, a big block of simple shape. There is still a very nuanced curve. Very clean design, but still there is attention to details. Look at the window, look at the shape. It's very careful calculation, but done in such a calculated way that it does not want to waste any single useless elements. It's just so clean and so uplifting. Look at it. This design, the main windows are simple, and there is still attention to detail with this glass cut. These are glasses cut it each step. Imagine the hard work into it. And this looks so right. It looks so clean, so elegant. Elegant is the word. So this is American, and we call it the Prairie School architecture for modern Americans. And I think it's 1950s, 60s, much earlier. It's in 1880 in Chicago, Louis Sullivan started to push. So this is around 18th of 19th century, 1800, end of 1800 to early 1900. And look at this shape. So functional with, I think this is the combination of maximized or maximal functionality with minimal. How do I say minimal decoration? But it's there is decoration, the minimum decoration, but this is the thing that we call it less is more, right? It does not have much things, but these little things just bring the whole image, the whole design to life. How beautiful, how elegant. And in this section is European before 1800 and modern art. So, if you want to study realistic art, traditional classic art, there you go. Is very much like a French Louis XIV. Let's see if it is. Oh, this is Italian. And this table. No mention about this table. this table kind of Rococo Baroque style, very extremely decorative, extremely flourish, extremely extravagant. It is Venice. Giovanni Antonio Canal, Venice. I have been there. I love every minute there, Venice. And this is French. Before Impressionism. So many beautiful paintings, and it is beyond my ability to explain, to tell. Maybe we will go to one or two pieces and have a good study. So here is another room of very classic European art. They have a lot of this classic art, and there they moved a salon. A castle salon here, very typical French. Each of these works is a masterpiece. Without seeing the description, I will think this is a Dutch painting, Flanders style. But this is an American artist, Severin, Rosen Severin. Severin Rosen, look at it. The fluffy, the hairy feel of the peach, apple, and the dust, or a layer of this. This rusty of the grape, isn't it amazing? Okay, here I have something that I'm particularly interested. This painting is a play of black colors, and it's amazing. So this one is by American artist Grant Wood, and it's a typical American painting, and they started to develop a unique American art style, that pristine, precise, the accuracy, the precision of the design, of the layout, and the repetitive pattern of the leaf and maybe it looks so naive, looks so pure, and looks so pretty. It's a very unique style. And Grant Wood, he was commissioned by local artists, by local businessmen of Iowa. Iowa local businessmen commissioned him to paint this painting. So he called this painting the Earth Place, the birthplace of Herbert Hoover, the president of America. I have been to Stanford, and there was a Hoover Tower, and Hoover used to be a student there, and he started mining, and he went to China, to Tianjin, to do the mining, to do the mineralogy, mineral study, and the trade. So he came back and became president, and Stanford made a tower of it. And unfortunately, during Hoover time, the economy was very bad. So Hu Xiaowu, the little cabin or the little temporary house of Hoover Shed, it becomes a historical word. Okay, so Hoover, President Hoover, was born in this little house. And this painting was done by Grant Wood. But President Hoover did not refuse to accept this piece of painting, because the later added tall two-floor building was too glamorous, was too good. And Hoover, President Hoover, when he did his campaign, he was proud to show to the world of his humble starting, so that big house was actually against his ideology or his humble origin. So he did not accept it. And eventually this piece of painting was sold through a dealer. And I think this makes this piece of painting even more interesting. And I like art with different style, with different expression. And this particular style just feels so sweet, so sweet, so calm, so beautiful, so unique. I love it so very much. Okay, let's take a look at, you can take a screenshot and search for this painting. Okay, there are Georgia O'Keeffe's painting. Georgia O'Keeffe, it's such a sharp contrast, clear image. There is a lot of power in her painting, and for that, I love it, and I like the way that she brings something. She brought something new, something eye-opening, something powerful. I love that. And come back follow his painting, and another painting is Keyes. Richard Keyes or someone, I forgot a little bit, but look at it. Bierstadt. There is a museum in Stockton, particularly about his art. Oh, look at this. This actually looks like a Paris shop sign, the shop brand sign. I think it's not only Paris. A lot of the old European shops have this kind of sign. In Paris, Musée Carnavalet, there is an exhibition. Last year I did a reportage there. So this part is the Impressionist painting. I am so impressed. Impressed. Arnaud Guillaumin. Guillaumin. Oh wow, look at this. Camille Pissarro. Yeah, I did not know, but when I see the name and see the color and see the lightness of it, it does feel Renoir. Words is not enough. Wow, this impressed me. This is Mondrian, Pierre Mondrian. So the painting style with vertical horizontal lines, little blocks, yellow, red, black, those a little bit blue. That kind of design. The same artist, Mondrian. Wow, I didn't know he did this kind of style. Wow. How interesting.